Well, it was not a thing of beauty, but we just desperately needed a win, and we were able to get one. And I was proud of the way our guys battled and competed when we got down. And obviously our free throw shooting could have ended the game long before, not long before, but before we were able to finally put them away. But that's that. We didn't, it's kind of like last Saturday at Auburn. We didn't make our free throws there either and still able to find a win. So if we have to shoot free throws poorly in order to get victories, then we'll take it. But I think that common sense says that at some point, if you don't start doing a little better job than we did tonight and than we did last Saturday, then that'll come back and bite you. It's interesting to me because we've been a good foul shooting team since the very beginning of the season. But unfortunately, the last two games, we've not shot our foul shots very well at all. So, but we'll get better at that. I'm not, you know, AJ's still working on his timing coming back. He looked a lot better tonight, and but we still need a lot of things we could have done better. I was proud of how we defended for the most part in the entire second half. I thought our defense in the second half was more. Resembled more what we're after and what we were looking for, or what we've been looking for the last couple of weeks.
What happened during that either 6 or 8 minute stretch where Alabama did have to go? What were you guys doing in the second half?
I'm not sure. Praying. We started putting a little bit more pressure on the ball and getting rebounds. You know, they hurt us on the offensive boards. And I thought we cleaned up our board a little bit, and that made a difference. But I just thought overall we did a better job. They had some guys have career nights, which we seem to bring out in people. But a guy goes 5 for 6 from 3 against us, so we just didn't. At times we didn't defend well, but we had that stretch in the second half where we certainly did. I hope he doesn't make it. He was certainly due to miss one, and he finally did. But we got caught up. One guy switched and one guy didn't, and we had two guys on one, and we were, you know, I had some bad thoughts going through my mind. I will tell you that. But we were fortunate that he missed, and you know what you're sitting there thinking, obviously, and what. Everybody on our side of the fence is thinking is, okay, we've missed all these free throws. Is this getting ready to come back and bite us? And fortunately, it didn't.
Is that what Jermaine's kind of taking this team under his wing now?
No. No. But I hope that he and AJ keep playing like they played tonight. And although I thought... We're asking a lot out of Jermaine. You know, he didn't come out, but we've got to have better defensive play from him than we got tonight if we're gonna keep winning.
He didn't come out. You mentioned that. Was that just in the flow, or was that kind of the game plan coming in?
It was. Well, in case nobody noticed. We were a little short-handed tonight, and so we didn't have very many perimeter subs. We played a guy that, and I've never done this before, we played a guy that hadn't been to practice all week, and Charles Hinkle's been sick since last Sunday. Spent the night in hospital one night, and wasn't at practice any day this week, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Was not at the shoot-around today because he had a debate or something in class, and played tonight and played well and gave us a great spark when I put him in. And not very many guys could do that, but Charles did, and I'm proud of him. George hurt himself yesterday in practice, and we were just shorthanded. And so Brad and Jermaine had to play a lot.
Short turnaround now. What's the plan tomorrow?
We won't do very much. We'll try to cover what we've got to cover to get our minds right for Ole Miss. They're playing great, obviously, and hopefully we'll be able to bounce back on Saturday and play well.
Any more for Coach?
Thank you.
Thanks.